SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending October 3rd, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And News Writer Colin Steele.
Today's guest is Scott Jenkins, the CEO and Managing Director of the EBS Group. He'll be discussing the partner news from Oracle Open World. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Good afternoon.
So you got back safe and sound from San Francisco, Scott. I'm kind of curious, of all of the news at the show, and there was quite a bit, what was the most exciting or maybe upsetting for you?
I tell you what, there was a lot of news for everyone. Oracle has been very busy over the last couple of years, acquiring, integrating, road mapping, and it's quite an exciting time for partners. I'd say the biggest headline for us, for customers and for partners, Barb, is what I might call fusion confusion.
Maybe you could straighten it out for us.
Perhaps. Oracle launched some new initiatives during the show. Biggest in the middleware area was a new collaboration vehicle called Beehive, and that was launched in a very substantial way right from the beginning. City buses were repainted as Beehive buses, and people were dressed as bees, and bee combs adorned the walkways. Oracle still believes and has a commitment that collaboration in the future will be done different than it's done today. They still believe people are using their time-tested way of collaborating, which is sending notes around on email.
They think the market's still available and that SharePoint hasn't taken it over, completely.
I think they believe that the market is changing, that the advent of porous borders between a company and its customers and its partners in the nature of social CRM or Web 2.0 technologies and blogs and wikis has fundamentally provided a new paradigm for the way people collaborate in the real world today, or the new world, I guess, and have rebuilt a set of applications that they believe are pointed to the future and support the way the people will want to collaborate and are collaborating today, but will want to collaborate in the future.
So could this product sell into an account that's totally new to you as an Oracle partner? Could it sell into an account that maybe doesn't have any Oracle database or applications? Basically, the story thus far with Oracle Collaboration Suite, which some people at Oracle call Collapse Suite, by the way, has not been huge, but they seem to position this as kind of something you could put in next to Exchange, perhaps.
I agree, but I believe their primary strategy is going to be, they've developed Beehive as a layer of services, collaborative services. And I think their first and foremost strategy is to broaden those services out so that they're working with their applications product, they're working with their content products. So I believe you'll see Beehive services, collaborative services, used in eBusiness Suite going forward and in Fusion applications and in content management and in CRM. Could you stand it up next to Exchange, next to Microsoft SharePoint? Absolutely. The benefit there would be just the back end. I think Oracle has decided that these are back end or service layer services and that the front end should be whatever companies are using. So if they're using SharePoint for collaboration, I believe Oracle says that's great. We would like to be the collaborative services that underlie SharePoint. We would like to be the collaborative services that underlie Oracle Apps.
Scott, the other big news that came out of Open World regarded the appliance that Oracle and Hewlett-Packard announced together. What does Oracle's entry into the hardware market mean for the way you do business and the way other Oracle partners do business?
Well, that was surprising to all of us that Oracle put itself in the hardware business. It appears to be quite a dynamic approach to leveraging their database and making it more performant, particularly in the BI arena. These products will be open to Oracle partners and Oracle sales staff. It's unclear to me and probably to most partners how that would work today. Oracle did not spend a lot of time yet briefing customers or briefing partners on how we would go to market with these things together.
Yeah, at the bottom of the press release it said the hardware would be available from HP, but that the service and support would software services and support from Oracle. So that opens up some cans of worms, doesn't it?
Partners would want to be the single neck to choke, and anytime you've got vendors participating with these special kinds of initiatives, you've got the issue of one side blaming the other. But I believe, at least as far as this machine for business intelligence goes, it has a lot of focus within Oracle within a very narrow market for business intelligence.
That's all we have time for today, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.
Before we go, want to let everybody know who's our guest next week. It's Randy Cochran, who's the Channel Chief of North America for Symantec. In 2 weeks from now, I'll be going down to Washington, D.C. for Symantec's Partner Conference, which is called Partner Engage, and Randy's going to be giving a preview of that event.
You can find the links to our Oracle Open World coverage below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.